And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's November 2nd, 2008. This is not Mike Piper, as you were hoping and expecting, but rather his evil twin, cub reporter at American Free Press newspaper, Mark Glenn. Mike is taking a well-deserved, well-needed break tonight, and for whatever reason, he has decided that he is going to allow his evil twin to take over tonight. And so that means that it's you and me, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. I will warn you ahead of time that I am in a particularly foul mood tonight, more foul than usual. It's just been a bad weekend as far as the news and a couple of other things that we're going to discuss. You know, when I got involved in this some years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I did not realize that this kind of constant, perpetual bad news, that it would have such a powerful effect on your outlook and on your peace of mind. But it does have a very powerful effect on that. And you'll see why in a little bit, why I said that I am in a particularly foul mood tonight. Of course, our call-in number, as usual, is 800-313-9443. We're going to do quite a bit of bashing here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I can guarantee you, as usual, you're going to hear things coming from me that are going to be considered unpleasant. I'm sure that a certain contingent of the listeners out there are going to consider what I'm going to be saying unacceptable. But I don't have any other option than to discuss these things, because as far as I'm concerned, I've reached my limit. You know, I've reached my limit to how much of this stuff I can take and still maintain something of my sanity. And, of course, what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is what has happened to our country, what has happened to our civilization, and last but not least, what has happened to our Christian culture, which we're going to be getting into after the break. My apologies out there to everybody over the weekend. Obviously, Phil and I did not do the show. I was feeling a little bit under the weather. Phil was feeling a little bit under the weather as well. I hope and trust and pray that all of you out there had a good Thanksgiving. We certainly do have a lot to be thankful for, ladies and gentlemen, as much as we may complain. The fact of the matter is that every day that we have our families with us and that we are able to fill our bellies with food and to keep clothes on our backs, every day is Thanksgiving. So we should be grateful for that. Anyway, as I said, no guests tonight, just you and me. I guess what it boils down to, I had some relatives come into town. I haven't seen them in a while. It's not important who they are. And it's been a couple of years since we've seen each other. And, of course, as usual, as you can expect, the topic of discussion quickly went to politics. And we had some very heated conversations about what's going on in the world and who's responsible for it and what needs to be done. And I guess it's been the culmination of all of these things that's kind of brought me to this epiphany of sorts, very low epiphany. Anyway, there's that music indicating we're going to our first break. When we come back, we will pick this up along with your calls. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this December 2nd. I did do that up before, didn't I? December 2nd. Yes, we are only about 3.5 weeks away from the new year. As you have no doubt figured out, being the particularly bright and astute listening audience that you are, this is not Mike Piper, as I said, but his evil twin at American Free Press, Mark Glenn. As I said before the break, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a particularly ugly day for yours truly. As I mentioned, I have some relatives visiting, relatives I haven't seen in a couple of years, not important who they are. And Sunday morning rolled around, and one of them asked me, they said, aren't you guys going to church? And I said, no, unfortunately, we don't do church anymore. Now, this came as quite a surprise to this individual because they've always known me and my wife, Vicky, to be the church-going types. In addition to every Sunday, we would try to make it to Mass at least one other day a week with all of our kids in tow. We thought that it was a good thing for them, not only to learn the basics of their Catholic Christian faith, but also because of the community that they were going to be with. Well, as I explained to this relative of mine, we don't go to church anymore. And as I said, this came as quite a surprise to this individual. And he said, well, what's the issue? Is it too far of a drive? And I said, no. He said, is the cost of gas too much? And I said, no. I said, the fact of the matter is that I can't stand to be around these people anymore. I can't stand to be around them. I can't stand to listen to their silly, petty, trivial little discussions that they have. I can't stand to listen to this priest standing up there at the pulpit, supposedly the replacement of Jesus, who is supposed to tell us how we're supposed to think and behave, and to listen to him talk about all of this, what I consider to be relative nonsense these days, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly the business of heaven and hell is very important, and we need to do what is necessary in order to save our immortal souls and make sure that we spend eternity with our Creator. But given the things that are taking place in the world today, and more particularly the things that are taking place in our own country, I would expect that these men who are supposed to be the shepherds of the flock, right? I mean, the shepherd, his duty is to make sure that the wolves don't jump in and snatch the sheep. And yet, every week, for years now, I have listened to nonsense coming from these men. I've seen as these young boys in our church, some of these boys I used to teach when I taught at the school there, as they ran off and enlisted in some branch of the military, where they could go to the Middle East and kill innocent people. So I explained this to this relative. I said, I can't stand to be around these people anymore. I can't stand the trivial discussions in the basement after church as they're shoving donuts in their mouth, talking about sports or cars or even, I hate to even say it, some type of religious nonsense. Not when our world is going up in flames. Now, I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm hoping that somebody out there listening to this is going to be able to call in and set me straight on this. Now, I've been fishing for advice and for counsel on this for some time now, by my quote-unquote fellow Christians, saying, what can I do about this? This really, really bothers me, this unawareness. I mean, when I have to sit down with one of my priests and tell him that we are on the verge of bombing the hell out of Iran and to have him look back at me with a look of absolute, utter disbelief that he didn't even know anything about what was taking place in Iran or the horrors that are taking place in Iraq. He should have been talking about this from the pulpit, beginning on the day after 9/11 happened. He and the rest of his fellow shepherds should have been up there saying, look, people, we have been snookered. This is a setup. This has been done deliberately by the same people who put our Lord and Master Jesus Christ to death 2,000 years ago. Don't fall for it. Don't allow your children to be ensnared by this. Do not allow them to run off and join the military and fight this war that in the end has but one end, which is the destruction of Christian civilization. That's what this is really all about, ladies and gentlemen. Is the destruction of Christian civilization. And we know who is behind it. They've always been behind it. They have detested Christianity. They have detested the person of Jesus Christ. They have detested the Christian civilization that sprang forth from that. They have never given up in their desire to see this troublesome ideology erased from the planet. Anyway, today, as I was with this relative, we went out and did a little bit of shopping. And we went into a sports store so that, you know, I'm something of a gun enthusiast, and so is he. And we were looking at the various rifles that they had there in the sports store. And he said, have you seen some of those videos that they have on the Internet? And I said, videos of what? And he said, they've got videos showing American snipers in Iraq as they are blowing these people to bits, sometimes from as far away as a mile, with these big 50 caliber sniper rifles that the U.S. Army uses. And my relative giggled at the thing. He said, you should see, it's like arms and legs are going in every which way when they get hit. Now, this relative happens to be also a very religious person. We used to go to church together. Had many discussions about religion and whatnot. He's one of these people who terrified of going to hell, terrified of going to hell. And he'll do all of these little things to make sure that he doesn't go to hell. And yet I'm sitting here listening to him almost in a giggling way talk about these people being blown to bits. And I reminded him, I said, you know, those guys who are being blown to bits, that's somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's grandson, somebody's nephew. All they're doing is trying to drive the invaders of their country out. It's no different than if China all of a sudden decided that George Bush or Barack Obama was a tyrant and they were going to liberate the American people and give them freedom. So they bombed the hell out of us the way that we did to Iraq. Of course, this was with 10 years prior to this of crippling sanctions. Bombed the hell out of us and then invaded us. And then the American men in this country, recognizing that it's their duty to drive these invaders out, pick up their guns and start fighting back. And imagine if there were Chinese who were videotaping their snipers blowing away American fathers and sons and brothers and nephews and grandsons, and people in China giggling about it. So I guess the question that I have for you folks out there, if indeed there is a question in all of this, is what the hell has happened to our Christianity? That our preachers and our priests, our pastors, they fall into one of two categories. Either they are of the John Hagee variety where they support the war in an active way, or they are of the variety of priests that I am accustomed to dealing with where they're just silent about the war. They say nothing about it at all. Go on about a bunch of nonsense about the boys needing money for their basketball team or a camping trip, an upcoming camping trip for some of the kids in the school. What the hell has happened to our Christianity? I really would like to know from you, ladies and gentlemen, because the fact of the matter is, I can't stand to be around these people anymore. Having said that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to start pulling up some of the callers because, to be honest, I'm just wiped out, ladies and gentlemen. I can't talk about it anymore without getting a headache or a stomachache, and I'd rather let you do the talking. So let's bring up Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up. Dave? Hello? Nope, there's the music. All right, Dave, if you're there, you're going to have to hold on. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we will be bringing up the rest of the fellas on here tonight. And ladies, don't be shy. I'd like to hear from you, too. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. by calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. As promised, I'm going to go ahead and start pulling up the calls, and we're going to start with Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, I feel the same way as you do, Mark. You know, we on Michael's show and everything, Mark, as you know, we talk a lot about the Jews and so on, and you know, because nowadays it seems like it's all everything's all about the Jews and Israel. But you know, Mark, I differentiate between the Jewish people and these Christians. Now, modern Jews, I'm not talking about the Jews back in the time of when Jesus was actually alive, Jesus' Jewish contemporaries who betrayed him. But I'm talking about modern Jews now. I don't look upon them as betrayers of Christ so much. I mean, I grew up around Jews and everything, and I went to school with Jews, and I know, you know, their parents, they're raised, and their parents just teach them that Jesus isn't the Messiah, and so on and so forth, and they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I can live with that, but... So, in the truest sense of the word betrayal, modern Jewish people aren't betraying the Lord Jesus. But I'll tell you I'll tell you who's betraying the Lord Jesus. It's these Christians. They presumably they have tasted of the Lord and tasted of His goodness. Presumably, just like Judas, they have walked with the Lord. They say they're Christians. They say they know the Lord. They have walked with the Lord, just like Judas did. But just like Judas, they've betrayed their Lord, you know. And these Christians are much more, in other words, Mark, I conceive of these Christians as being much more Judases than modern Jewish people as far as betraying our Lord and Savior Jesus. And
I would agree with you, and I guess Dave, I guess that is what has gotten me so disillusioned, for lack of a better word, about the whole thing. You know, these people should know better. They should know that, as Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You're either going to follow me or you're going to follow my enemy. And by and large, these people, and the worst of them are those who think, well, you know, I go to church every Sunday and I give this much money and I do all these other little things. So therefore, that is what makes me a Christian. And yet these, and let me just say this. You know, I think that all human suffering is evil. I don't lament the suffering of the innocents in Iraq or Afghanistan any more than I, or any less or more than I lament the suffering of the innocents in wherever, Darfur, the Sudan, wherever. I mean, all innocent suffering is the same. But given the fact that it is our country, our tax dollars, our largesse that is being used to do this, and if these people, I mean, you know, a lot of these so-called Christians I'm talking about here, a lot of them are very apocalyptically minded. You know, they're waiting for the end days to get here, and they're storing up food and buying guns and ammo and all the rest of it. And yet they cannot see that this very same thing that they are supporting actively or passively by their silence is the very thing that we were told a long time ago was going to be this evil agenda that was here to wipe out everything that was good. So I agree with you, Dave. That is the worst part of it, is that it is the Christians themselves, those who should know better.
You know, Mark, you know what's very interesting, too, that tells us, that just speaks volumes? You know, when I send out, like, emails to people that are on my email lists and everything, patriots and everything, I have a few clergymen and churches that are on my email list. Like, I have Father John Carapi. He's a Catholic priest, and he's up in your neck of the woods in the Tri-City area, where, like, Whitefish and Kalispell. And up, and up that way. But then I have Andrew Womack Ministries, for example, in Colorado Springs. Andrew Womack, and his ministry is called The Gospel Truth. But do you know, Mark, that whenever I send emails, say, and this is the truth, this is the gospel truth, I send emails to The Gospel Truth, and Mark, I've stopped sending them emails because whenever I send them an email, within a day or two, I get an email from them. And the email always says, Mark, and in other words, let me tell you what the kind of stuff I send them. I might send them something about the SS Liberty in the Free Gaza, you know, the out of Berlin and everything, and all those wonderful people's efforts to get food and medical supplies to the Palestinian people. I'll forward it. I'll send an email to Andrew Womack Ministries. And time again, Mark, I get an email back, and it's saying, you must have intended to send this email to somebody else. And everything and so on. It's just unbelievable, Mark. It never occurs to Andrew Womack's ministry. No, I didn't intend to send it to somebody else. I intended to send it to you. And can't you respond to the truth? I mean, in other words, they're so unresponsive to the truth when you send them the truth that they actually email you back. Oh, you must have accidentally emailed us this truth. You must have meant this truth for somebody else. Certainly you didn't mean this truth for us.
Dave, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break, and I'll give you a minute to finish up your thoughts when we come back. Everybody stay tuned. Dave and Jim in Texas, Bill in Ohio, Paul in Delaware, and all the others. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit yourlivingfruit.com. That's yourlivingfruit.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, already having breezed through the first half hour of today's show. I want to just take a minute here and thank not only my good friend Mike Piper for everything he does for us five nights a week by doing this show. It'll be, I think, the third anniversary this February, if I'm not mistaken. But as well, of course, the good folks at RBN who have bent over backwards in order for all of us to be able to have this forum that we have. Dave, why don't you go ahead and finish up your thoughts?
Okay, Mark, yeah, I'll just, I'm sure you have a lot of calls, so I'll just finish by saying, Mark, that the Lord foresaw all this, Mark, and he some of these people love to talk about the synagogue of Satan in Revelation 2:9 and the Church of Smyrna and everything, but you know, a lot of emphasis should be put on the Church of Laodicea, those lukewarm Christians that the Lord says he's going to just puke right out of his mouth, and he's going to say to them on Judgment Day that they're going to be saying, oh, Lord, we preached in your name, we went to church in your name, we healed in your name, we prophesied in your name, we gave to charity in your name, and on and on and on. He's just going to say, hey, go take a flying leap into the lake of fire. I never knew you. And,
well, you know what, Dave, it's funny you bring that up, because as you're saying that, I was reading in the 25th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus is talking about that very thing. And he says that he is going to separate the way that a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And what it all boils down to at that point is what kind of compassion these people had, where he says, you know, when I was hungry, did you give me food? When I was thirsty, did you give me drink? When I was naked, did you cover me? And of course, their response will be, when did we ever see you hungry or naked or cold? And his answer will be, every time you did not do this for the least of these, my brethren, you did not do it for me. And I guess this is the thing, Dave. I think that you basically have helped me come to this, for lack of a better word, a revelation, that there is no compassion left in these people anymore. They have become, as my wife likes to say, they really have become like the Jews and the Pharisees of Jesus' day. They follow all these rules and regulations, but when it comes to compassion or considering the suffering of these innocent people, they really don't want to have any part of it. Dave, thanks for your call. It's always good to hear from you. All right, let's bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Congratulations on your epiphany. I don't even believe you were on the road to Damascus at the time. Unless there's a little town in Idaho named Damascus up there somewhere.
I will take your congratulations in consideration, Jim.
What you've just described is what's happened to the entire flock of Christianity. They've all been taken over. They've been taken over a long time ago. But it's been a gradual process where now they don't even pretend anymore. I mean, they just are like a bunch of sheep, the lost sheep, more or less. And they sit there and go to their pews on Sunday and nod their heads and give their money. And not one of them has one bit of critical thinking ability in their brain. They're sitting there just like Hagee's flock. There's really no difference in the Catholic Church and Hagee's flock or the Lutherans or anybody else. They're all the same.
They all worship
the Jews.
I used to think that my church was the exception, because this particular branch of Catholicism that I'm involved with, you know, they're kind of a radical group of people. You know, they won't have anything to do with Rome, and they go back to the old way of doing things, you know, with the Latin Mass and all the rest of that stuff. And so I thought for a while that they were going to be different. But actually the most cold reception that I have received from the Christian community out there, aside from, you know, these rabid Christian Zionists, has been from within my own church. You know, these people say, why are you getting involved with these Muslims? They're pagans. They're not saved, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and this would be after I would show them pictures of some of these kids in Iraq that have had their arms and legs and every other necessary part of their body blown to bits. It wouldn't stir their hearts a millimeter.
To describe what you just talked about is like comparing Mother Teresa with Lizzie Borden. I mean, comparing to Muslims. The Muslims have more compassion in their little finger than the Jews ever have. I don't believe it's a Muslim motto of never forgive and never forget.
That's right.
I don't believe the Muslims celebrate all their holidays are all about slaying all their enemies, man, woman, child, farm animals, and everything else. I don't think that's the case. I could be wrong.
Well, you know what? But you know what it really boils down to, Jim, and I think this is the thing, this is the conclusion that I was fighting, arriving at. But really what has happened is that all of our churches have been turned into synagogues. The revolutionary message of Jesus Christ is no longer taught in these places. Instead, they're taught to just roll over, turn the other cheek, do not resist an evil man, and basically allow this evil thing to roll over this inheritance that Jesus Christ gave us, to just let these people destroy it all and not lift a finger to do anything about it.
And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And there's where Christianity sits right now. They're the problem. They have no solution.
Jim, always good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. All right, let's bring up Bill from Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hey there, good evening. How are you?
I know this guy.
You hypocrites. You tithe your cumin and mint and your dill, but you've neglected the more important matters of the law. That of justice and mercy and faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. Justice and mercy and faithfulness. Exactly.
Gosh, Mark,
where is their sense of justice? Nothing outrages them. Nothing affects them.
Your weekend, we could have traded weekends, and we would have had the exact same weekend.
Really?
One of my brothers, who's a smart cat, college grad, president of his fraternity, the whole nine, he asked me, well, actually told me, if I don't like my country, it's the greatest country in the world, maybe I should just leave.
Well, that's basically what I was treated to this weekend as well.
My response
was, we've
got
to kill them. We got to kill them before they kill us.
Yeah. My response was, leave it to whom? The illegals invading us? You know, I'm glad that my founding fathers didn't think like you and just leave when things got tough because they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Under this British occupation where they tried to, you know, come for their arms and tax them. And it's, you know, you and Jim in Texas were both spot on. You know, I see the Muslims at every turn, even in our churches. You know, you see, the barbs thrown their way. But yeah, soft on the special people, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Well. I don't understand it either, Bill. That's why I was throwing these questions out. I'm hoping that there's some smart guy or some smart gal out there who can explain it. But maybe this is the thing that
trials that we were to go through. That really is the only way that I can look at it. And those that actually do speak for justice and are willing to take on these Pharisees, you know, just as our Savior did in trying to throw them out of the, you know, throw out the money changers, you know, and he was a revolutionary. Let's face it. I mean, he stood in their their faces and called them serpents and snakes and vipers and hypocrites and liars and fathers of the devil and synagogue of Satan. You know, those are very choice words. They're very descriptive adjectives to describe this group of people. There's no other way to describe them.
Well, you're right.
Nothing
Bill.
Has changed in 2008 years. You just fast forward.
Well, the one thing I would say has changed, and really this is the telling thing, is that 2008 years later, as you put it, it has had no effect on them other than to make their vile hatred.
They've been emboldened.
They have been emboldened, yes.
And we're now under Talmudic law. I mean, let's face it. Where you know, they defend the indefensible. They rationalize the illogical. That which they rationalize the irrational. That which can't be. I mean, it just black is white, up is down. It's just Orwell, an Orwellian, I guess. But you know, again, we're I'm going to work on my brother at Christmas. And the rest of them, and we'll have a nice discussion and actually talk about some of the democracies we've overthrown. We've actually toppled more democracies than we've created. You know that. I'm sure both of your callers know that. A long list of democracies we've helped to overthrow, and coups that we've sponsored and what have you. So it's interesting. I think I just I have to take baby steps with some of these people. But you know, in a sense, get out of my way. You know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And you just I'm a steamroller.
Bill, always good to hear from you.
See you, Mark. Take care.
Take care. All right, let's bring up Paul in Delaware. Paul, come on up.
Sure. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Well, I wish I could say that I was doing well, but I'm in a real bad mood.
Well, I'm gonna try to cheer you up, dude. And more important than cheering you up, I'd like to get to the bottom of some things so we can all get together and have some results, which is been listening to radio for many years now, ever since I was a kid, and it's the same old story, a bunch of people complaining and pointing fingers. As far as your church, are you there, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the problem with your relative is that in his church, they don't preach against sin. And everyone in this country, especially when they're religious, they're self-righteous. And, you know, that's why he gets kicks and giggles out of people getting their heads blown off, even though now a lot of these people getting killed are pretty much innocent. And I'm taking the same position that Dave was talking about earlier. I'm sick of people pointing their fingers at Jews. And more important, I'm not going to disagree that Jews are part of the problem. Everyone likes to say it's a Jewish issue. Well, if you've identified the problem, why haven't you fixed it yet? I'm just so sick of that one. But as far as your last caller, Bill, and his relative saying, well, if you don't like this country, just leave. My position and what I tell people when they say that is, if all you're going to do is sit down and watch television and point the finger at someone else, you get out of here. Because if you're not standing up for the true American way of life, a government for the people, by the people, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And sitting around being obedient to bureaucrats isn't good American behavior. But as far as the other point about what should we do, leave it to the Mexicans, and especially when we're talking about a Christian or a religious perspective, you know, this country was built off of killing and slaughtering and raping the resources of this country and others. And for anyone in this country to think that they have a divine right to the land that is now known as the United States of America, after they've broken every state and federal law to put these laws on the books so no one else can do it, I'm just sick of this kind of attitude, too. Always blaming it on the Mexicans, the Jews, the this and that, but they never blame it on themselves and the government. Mm-hmm. See, they want to complain about the Mexicans, even though from a Christian perspective, you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. When you steal land, when you kill people, and I know they like to always say, well, it wasn't me. Well, you know, I wish I had my own show because I would want everyone to call in and disagree because I'll set them right back down. But of course, I don't make good radio because I tell the truth, and I desire justice, and that's why we're in the shape we're in now, because we don't look for true justice. We want justice for ourselves, but not for the Iraqis or not for the million of people in South America that we've slaughtered and installed dictators. And until individuals start acting like Christians, start paying attention to the 66 books of the Bible and do what it says we should do, we're going to keep on having these problems. So that's pretty much what I wanted to
say. Well, great comments. What you said, Paul, about justice is extremely important. We want justice on our terms. For us, justice begins and ends with us getting what we want, and to hell with everybody else. You're exactly right. Thanks for your call, Paul. All right, let's bring up Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on up.
Hey, how's it going? Just listen. Actually, great show. Sometimes just you need to do a heart-to-heart thing, and it actually makes for, you know, great radio and great talk. It's just as a break from what's usually been going on. Just a quick comment. The guy who was just on before me, I don't know what his background is, and I want to get to something else, but the whole comment of saying, you know, the reason why how this country is built on raping and pillaging and all that stuff, he can keep his hatred or his racism against the European people, and he can go take that somewhere else. Yeah, we did come here. There weren't 30 million Indians. I'm not happy about what happened to them. I'm Irish. I could look at seven, you know, and for all the Jews who might be listening and any blacks, I can sit around here and for the next 3 hours, and I think Bill from Ohio can talk about this, and talk about seven centuries of the British being in Ireland. In fact, they're still there. It's called Northern Ireland. I don't hate the British anymore. Actually, I see them as our brothers. We're all fighting really the same battle right now, and unfortunately we are losing it. In terms of some invasion, you could talk about the same thing in Europe, and that belongs to European people, but I'll get off that. But we, getting back to what you're talking about, Mark, is, I mean, we're orphans. Real good Americans are really, we've been orphaned by what's going on in our whole country. This is probably kind of bad. I see the people flying the American flag, and I know they're meaning well, but I know these are probably the same people that, you know, a year ago or a couple of years ago I might have supported, thinking, well, I wasn't for the Iraqi war even when it happened, but I'm like, oh, who cares about these Muslims or whatever, but I finally have woken up to that, and I've woken up, and I see what's going on, and the things that I say right now, I might have called myself like a far leftist or, you know, all these different things from the box that we've been thrown into for all these years. And I very much consider myself just a nationalist, with a small N. I'm a regular middle-class American doing these things. And whether it be our religion or our Catholic faith, where I'm here in Atlanta, they want to do an expose or videos of how great it is to be basically invaded by illegals, but they won't do it about abortion or, you know, gay marriage. Then you look at the consumerism and all this other stuff, and you know, you take it all across the board instead of just the religious part, and it's like, man, we're lost, we're done. And maybe I firmly think that I think there are some changes that have gone on in Russia. It's not the Soviet Union anymore.
Right.
I see a lot of things that I really like a lot. I know it's not perfect and all that, but what happened to them? They basically had eventually a collapse. You know, they didn't have a complete, another coup, but it literally kind of more or less collapsed. And they got very lucky with this guy Putin to get in there. And I think we need to completely collapse.
Tom, I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, I got to cut you loose. We've got the break, and I've got to squeeze a couple more callers in. So everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Going to jump right into it here, try to squeeze in everybody we can. Again, want to thank Mike for giving me the honor of filling in for him. In case I never mentioned it before, ladies and gentlemen, I think Mike is one hell of a good guy. Having said that, let's bring up George from Texas. George, come on up.
Hey, good evening.
How you doing?
Yes, you know, I got to express about the church. They're heavily minded, no earthly good.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good thing. Yes.
Yes. You know, the thing is, I'm sort of like on the activist side of dealing with Child Protective Services and how they harass Christians, persecute Christians and homeschoolers, and you know, their congregations are like nobody will want to touch this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, well, you know, it's And, you know, the thing is, this is the core of the church, is the family. And the church is not defending it.
Yes.
And, you know,
well, I would agree with you on that. They don't want to touch anything that's too hot, George.
And, you know, the thing is, when I went to a church, it's more like I was too controversial. And I'll sit there in a church, and I'll sit there and go, something's wrong with this picture. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong. You know, you're not dealing with the pornography strip clubs popping up around up and down the strip. You're not dealing with this, but you're all saying how blessed we are, but yet mm-hmm. hell is building up around them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's, you know, I think this what this is, George, is when Jesus warned his followers. He said, you're the salt of the earth, but if you lose your saltiness, then what good are you? And I think that pretty much describes what has happened to the church today, is that it has lost its salt. It's bland, it's flavorless, and it has virtually no effect on the evil around us. Anyway, I hate to cut you short, George, but I want to try to squeeze in a couple more people. Let's bring up Lita in New York.
Hello, Mr. Glenn.
How are you?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Well, actually, I'm doing a little bit better now. You folks kind of helped me pick myself up now, and I'm gaining my second wind. So what have you got for us?
I was trying to say thanks for taking my call. Just to add what I would say about your question as to what's happened to Christianity today, I would say that it's the people, it's the Christians, it's white people. They tend to go where the power is and what's easiest to do. And if, you know, Jews have a lot of money and a lot of power, I feel like that's where they're going to tend to go.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something that the problem with white people or Christians themselves, not so much the Jews or the Mexicans or the blacks or whoever else you want to put the blame on. I completely agree with your other caller, and I understand where he's coming from, but he says he's sick of people, you know, complaining about Jews and blacks and Mexicans. And I completely agree, because I feel like you can't fix a problem unless you look within yourself to what your people are doing wrong. And just to add to that, you know, I think there are a lot of other things that are dangerous to criticize besides Jews or blacks in today's society, such as animal cruelty or factory farming. I feel like, personally, if people want to stop being oppressed or being taken advantage of, you have to stop taking advantage of things that are smaller than you. And unless you remove yourself from that food chain or that cycle, you know, people are just going to take advantage of you the same way that you take advantage of things that can't fight back.
A very interesting point. Haven't thought about that.
Say.
But you know who would definitely agree with your point is Mike Piper, who just the other night stated unequivocally that anybody who does not love animals will go to hell. So, Lita, it's good to hear from you. Please call back again.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's see. Is that the music? Is that the music? It is the music. I asked, and there it is. My apologies to Catherine and to Barbara Ann. I'm glad we got some chicks up here tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I'm doing a little bit better now after having a good sit-down with some good folks like you. Anyway, again, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. Pray for our country. Pray for our world, ladies and gentlemen. Pray to end the madness. In the meantime, have a good rest of the week, and God bless.